والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم أجرا عظيما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء إذا صلت خمسها وصامت شهرها وأحصنت فرجها وأطاعت بعلها دخلت من أي أبواب الجنة شاءت، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، respected mothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented to us the solutions of all our worries and all our problems in the Quran. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to demonstrate to us how to overcome these problems and our worries and concerns by way of his sunnah. Today, in today's times, we find that there are a lot of people who are depressed and people who are in depression, in worries, in sorrows. They are miserable, they are unhappy, and they're feeling helpless and worthless and dejected and so on. So we must look for answers in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the answers there. But if we don't take the trouble to look for the answers, then our lives will go past. The answers will be right there in front of us, but we will not be be able to apply those solutions, and we will not be able to use those solutions to solve our problems. For example, the big problem in today's time is the depression. We hear a lot of people got tension, anxiety, depression, and as a result of which, sometimes they have to resort to even medication and tablets and going to the specialist and going for therapy and this and that and the other. Allah make it easy. If any person is in this condition, Allah Ta'ala make it easy and take them out of this condition. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful solution in the Quran. And what is that solution? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the story of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam was known as Al-Dhannun, the man of the fish. And why was he called the man of the fish? Because he was swallowed by the fish and he was placed inside the stomach of the fish, and the fish was swimming around the ocean with Yunus alayhi salam in its stomach. So he was known as the person of the fish. Sahib al-Hoot, the Quran refers to him, and Dhannun, the man of the fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَذَنُّونِ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّن نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the story of Yunus alayhi salam. That it's a long story. We can't go into all of the details, but briefly, when his people became very disobedient and he warned them that the azab of Allah is going to come upon you people in 3 days, they mocked at him. Yunus alayhi salam overnight left with the believers, that locality which was known as Nineveh. He left Nineveh and he went away. and they got onto a boat and they were fleeing from the place where they could see the signs of Allah's azab coming down. And so when he got onto the ship, obviously Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam did, we saw the signs of azab, so he assumed that now it was time for him to leave. But the great people of Allah, the chosen servants of Allah, they have to ask Allah's permission before they do anything. And this was not a sin, but it was a mistake that he did not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he left his people. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a storm in the ocean, and then they drew lots, and finally the name of Yunus alayhi salam kept coming up, and finally they had to take him and throw him overboard, and the ship stabilized after he was thrown overboard, and he was gone into the, a whale came by Allah's hukam and swallowed Yunus alayhi salam, and it was swimming with him all over the ocean. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in that condition of great grief and sorrow and worry, because you can imagine it's like you are in a coffin alive and you don't know if you'll ever come out of that coffin. And so the fish was swimming and it went to the depths of the oceans. And when it went to the depths of the oceans, then Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam could hear the tasbih of the pebbles and the stones at the bottom of the ocean, and they were glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that inspired Yunus alayhi salam, and he also started making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he recited these beautiful words of tasbih, which are the words that are mentioned in the Quran. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min az-zalimin. La ilaha illa ant. O Allah, there is no one to help me besides you. There is no one to support me besides you. There is no one to rescue me besides you. Only you and only you can rescue me. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. You are most glorified. Inni kuntu min az-zalimin. I was from the wrongdoers, and it was my mistake, and I seek your forgiveness for my mistake. These words are known by the ulama as the Ayat-e-Kareema. This verse is known as Ayat-e-Kareema. These words are the words of Ayat-e-Kareema. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions that when Yunus alayhi salam read this Ayat-e-Kareema, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, we accepted his supplication, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ, and we gave him salvation from sorrow and the grief that he was experiencing. We gave him salvation from that. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and in this way we give relief to the believing servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the formula here, that what formula Yunus alayhi salam used, and he was overtaken by gham and by sorrows and by grief and depression and worry. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, we responded to him, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ, and we saved him from sorrows and worries and anxiety and depression by taking him out from the stomach of the fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and in the same way, we will give relief to the believers if they also resort to the same action of Yunus alayhi salam, and they read the words of Yunus alayhi salam, we will give them relief from their suffering. And this ayat-e kareema, the ulama have mentioned that if you have problems, we have got worries, we've got sorrows, we got anxiety, we got depression, we got some kind of disturbance in our life, then resort to the reading of Ayat-e-Kareema. The ulama have mentioned that if we read Ayat-e-Kareema 360 times, with Durood Sharif before and Durood Sharif at the end, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakah of this khatam of ayat kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove many of our worries and sorrows and problems. So let us all make intention, inshallah, that we will read ayat kareema on a regular basis. And this Mubarak month that we are in now, it is the month of Rajab, and this month is coming to an end. Tomorrow night, as we all know, is the 27th night of Rajab. And according to many ulama, the Miraj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place. And we all know that what was the reason for the Miraj? The reason for the Miraj was because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to be given consolation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was to be given a gift by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The consolation was because it was a year of great sorrow for him. That year is the year in which he lost his beloved wife, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was very, very, very beloved to him. Although she was bigger than him in age, and she was older than him in age, according to the ulama, by 15 years. She was 40 years of age, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was 25 years of age when he made nikah to her. But throughout her life, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not even marry any other lady. And all his children that he had, the six children, the four daughters, Zainab, Umme Kulsum, Ruqayya, Fatima, and Tahir and Tayyib, and Qasim, these six children, they were born from Khadija radiallahu anha. She was the mother of all his children. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her dearly. And she loved him dearly. And what a couple they were. Allahu Akbar, a lesson for the world to learn, and an example for couples of the world to emulate. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha used to take great care of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even when he went away at the age of 40 into the cave of Hira, in Jabal Nur, the mountain of light, and he remained there in seclusion and in meditation, then we find that Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha used to come there with his food and provisions to supply him for the amount of time that he was there, so that he would not go hungry and that he would have no provisions. And she would climb up the mountain of Jabal Nur. Those who have been for Hajj or Umrah, you have seen Jabal Nur, you've seen how high it is, and it is not easy to climb. And she was 55 years old and a mother of six children, and she used to climb up that mountain out of love for her husband. Out of her love for her husband, she was willing to make that sacrifice and go through the hardship, but she did not want to see her husband going through difficulty. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the wahi upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he was overwhelmed by the experience, and the person that gave him the most amount of consolation at that time was none other than his beloved wife, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. She was a pillar of support and strength for him, that do not worry. Kalla wallahi la yughzika Allahu abada. She gave him words of consolation and told him, don't worry, Allah will not destroy you. Allah will not cause you harm. And she gave him consolation, and he wanted to be wrapped in a blanket. Zammiluni, zammiluni, dathiruni, dathiruni. He wanted to be wrapped in a wrapper. He wanted to be wrapped in a shawl. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila. يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of these qualities and these titles of his beloved, his Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he is Muzzammil and he is Muddathir, because he was wrapped up in the wrapper and the blanket. Who was it that wrapped him up? It was Khadija radiallahu anha, and she gave him the words of consolation. What a wife, that she's standing by her husband when he's at his very moment of being overwhelmed. She should not mock him, or did not scoff at him, or just brush him away, but she stood with him at that time, and she gave him words of consolation, and she gave him words of support, that don't worry, Allah is not going to destroy you, Allah is with you. And then she took him to her cousin, Warqa bin Nawfal, and she made Warqa bin Nawfal explain what was this experience that he had with Jibreel alayhi salam. And this was all the support that she gave him at that time, and he needed the support the most. So look at the qualities of a wife in Khadija radiallahu anha. She took good care of him. She made sure that he had his provisions. She gave him immense support in the moment of his overwhelming experience when he needed that support. She was there for him. She did not leave him and just walk away from him or dismiss the matter, but she was there to give him support. Today we find a husband might go through some financial crisis in his life. He might go through some health crisis in his life. And sad to say, the wife of today might just walk away from her husband. She might just want to leave him. She might not want to have anything to do with him. Just this week, there was a case that a brother mentioned to me after Jummah Salah. He was in a wheelchair and he told me that physically I'm okay, but emotionally I'm heartbroken and I'm a broken man. So I was taken aback, and he told me, after so many years, I've reached a point that looks like my marriage is going to break and my relationship with my wife is gone very bad after his illness and so on. So alhamdulillah, then the people in the family made some effort and they tried to resolve the problem. But the thing is that, look at Khadija radiallahu anha. She did not walk away from Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She did not forsake him. She did not leave him, with no encouragement or support. But she was a pillar of support for him at that moment of his difficulty. So like that, the Muslim wife of today should be like Khadija radiallahu anha, caring for her husband, standing with her husband, supporting her husband. This is what is required of a Muslim wife. And then Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha was the first one to bring iman from amongst all the people in the world, males and females. She was the first to bring iman. Then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But the first of all was Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. She brought iman in Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she believed in the message that was given to her husband. And not only that, but she was a supporter for his mission throughout the rest of the years of her life. And she was very wealthy. Allah had given her wealth, and she was a very smart and a very wise and a very intelligent businesswoman. And what we find? We find that she used to invest her capital, and she used to do a partnership. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was her business partner before he became her partner in marriage. And she was impressed by his good abilities of doing business and dealing with people very kindly and nicely, and his amazing qualities. And this is what attracted her to him so much that eventually the marriage took place. And she earned a lot of profit in that business partnership that she had with Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So thereafter, when all that wealth that she earned, what did she do with that wealth? She used that wealth in the cause of Deenul Islam. She spent that wealth for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed the resources for his mission, she is the one who gave all her wealth for the mission of Deenul Islam, and she did not hold back her wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this action of Khadija radiallahu anha. So it goes to show that a wife must support the husband in his good work of Islam, and she must be willing to spend, even if Allah has given her wealth, she must be willing to spend from her wealth to support the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this action of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day sent Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam came and he told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending salam to Khadija radiallahu anha. Allahu Akbar. Jibreel alayhi salam is coming to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Khadija radiallahu anha that Allah is sending salams to her and give her the glad tidings of a palace in Jannah that will be made of pure white pearl. A palace of pearl has been constructed for her. A single pearl is the palace of Khadija radiallahu anha in Jannah. We can imagine how beautiful that palace must be. And this is in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her the glad tidings of the palace in Jannah. So, my mothers and sisters in Islam, we are now in this Mubarak month of Rajab, and this month is coming to an end, and it is a month leading up to Shaban, and Shaban is the month that is leading up to Ramadan, and this is the time when we need to prepare for Ramadan. And nowadays when we tell our sisters preparation for Ramadan, hey, you know Ramadan is round the corner, we have to prepare for Ramadan, then they will say, yeah, I'm very well prepared. Oh, mashallah. So how well prepared? No, my fridge is full of samosas and I got all my moons. Long before the moon of Ramadan, the moons are already filled up in the freezer and I got all my pies and everything is ready. So we are prepared for Ramadan. But is that the real preparation for Ramadan, or the preparation of Ramadan is the spiritual preparation? Yes, mashallah, if we prepare the savouries and so on, that's a wise thing, because it will mean that we will save time in month of Ramadan from making all these things. But just be careful of load shedding, and your good effort must not get wasted now. So just be careful. But that's just on a side note. My dear sisters, this month now of Shaban is the month to prepare fully now for the month of Ramadan. If we missed out in the month of Rajab, and we did not really do much in the month of Rajab as we supposed to have been doing, then Allah has given us a chance in this month of Shaban. And let us try to make the best of this month of Shaban in preparation of Ramadan. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted the most in the month of Shaban besides Ramadan. No other month did he fast as much as he fasted in Shaban. And he was asked the reason, and he said that this is to purify for the month of Ramadan, and it is to honor the month of Ramadan, and it is to prepare for the month of Ramadan. So let us prepare ourselves. The Mubarak month is round the corner, and Miraj night is tomorrow night. And we know, as I mentioned earlier on, consolation for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the demise of his beloved wife Khadija radiallahu anha, because he was really, really heartbroken after her demise. And also to give him a gift, Allah called him up into the sky and the heaven to give him a very great gift, such a gift that Allah Ta'ala did not even send it down to the earth, but he called him up into the heaven and he gave him that gift, and that is the gift of salah. First it was 50 salah, and then it was reduced eventually to 5 salah a day. And that is the gift from Allah to His beloved and from the beloved to His Ummah for the fulfillment of all the needs of our life and our day-to-day existence in this world. Allah has given us the gift of Salah. Let us hold tight to this gift of Salah and make sure that we don't miss a single Salah in our life and that we read all our Salah punctually. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we value and appreciate the gift of Mi'raj, that is the gift of Salah, and try to make sure that every person in our homes and every person in our family, they are reading their 5 daily Salah. Not a single child in our home must not be reading their 5 daily Salah. And our husbands too, make sure we encourage them to read the Salah in the masjid with the Jama'at. And we ourselves should read our 5 daily Salah. And I mention about Ayat-e-Karima, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. If possible, read this whenever you're in problems 360 times, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resolve the problems. Inshallah, tonight, after Maghrib Salah, there will be a program for our brothers at Masjid Mansur here. Inshallah, the program will take place after Maghrib. So we will request that our sisters send the youngsters also. Send your young sons too, and send your husbands and send the men folk for the program. Allah give us tawfiq. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Barik wa Sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimin. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana kullaha diqqaha wa jillaha wa awwalaha wa akhiraha wa alaniyataha wa sirraha ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Allahumma shfi mardana wa marda al muslimin warham mawtana wa mawta al muslimin. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.